Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to AppleViz Unleashed for August 2019. I am Thomas Domba, also go by the name of Anani Mouse. And I have back here with me is Randy Rusnak. And we have the return of Mike Malarcy. Yay!
Hey.
Welcome back, Mike.
It's good to be back.
So tell me about your construction of the house. Did you take all the walls down, put new windows up? What happened?
Kinda. Well, I mean, the windows aren't until like next week. They were repainting everything, the whole house. So we were all kind of living out of the basement. You know, three dogs, three cats, three kids. It was an experience.
It was a heavy remodeling. Like they did like carpets and everything.
Carpets are like 2 weeks out. But yeah, every single wall inside my house just got repainted. And windows, I think, are 3 weeks. There's all kinds of stuff. We did the driveway a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you did the driveway. Wow, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. And they broke the sprinklers. It was just a whole experience.
Oh, man.
Well, it's fun, though.
Yeah.
I guess.
And Randy, welcome back, my man.
Thanks. First of all, I wanted to apologize to you guys. I have a bit of a cold, so I might sound a little bit gravelly.
I feel like you've been possessed.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Oh, it's good to be back again. I really am suffering with a cold, so you'll have to pardon me. I do sound a little bit different. But actually, what you didn't tell them, Thomas, is that the audience wants to know it's not construction that he's getting on his windows. It's bars.
You know what? There's been a couple of times that I've thought that's not a good idea.
Yeah,
bars had the walls on the inside.
Uh-huh.
That's
just old enough if you want to put bars out so they won't sneak out the window at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh? Ugh, man. Huh? My oldest daughter is getting to that point where she's starting to notice boys, and I'm not sure what to do about that.
How old is your daughter?
10? Well, almost 11.
Yeah, well, I don't have girls, but I can only imagine.
GPS ankles bracelet.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
She has left the property.
All I really want, I think, is a speaker. So at any time, I can just push a button and be like, hey, what are you doing?
Motion detector. That way you don't have to be there in person.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing sneaking out your window?
Where are you going?
I had something like that happen to me. I was cruising downtown Minneapolis one time, and I must have gotten a little too close to a vehicle. I mean, I don't want to offend anybody here, but this is really what happened. Oh, if I offend people, so what? I got no. So I was walking along, and all of a sudden I heard this, you know, this whoop, you know, these whoop whoop sirens, like that one. Well, no, it was an upward, like whoop, like about three in a row, real fast. And then I heard, "Stay away from my ride," and it was so loud I couldn't hear to back away from it. I could only kind of guess, you know, which way should I go to get away from this thing.
That's awesome.
And that is kind of awesome.
So the guy, car alarm or something?
Yeah, exactly what it was. Yeah. And the guy came out and he walked, you know, kind of slow, like he's a real big dude. And he goes, "It's okay, man. It's okay."
Just back off.
Went, okay, don't hurt me. know?
My cane hit your car. That's all happened. I swear.
Yep.
Well, guys, you know, so finally, Apple released their Apple Card this month for the U.S. residents. Mm-hmm. I got to ask you guys, did any of you apply?
Nope,
no.
Not me.
No. Are you thinking about applying at some point?
No.
let's move on to the next segment now.
Okay. I'm just curious. Well, now, why? Let me ask you this. It may be a personal reason, and I get that.
Okay, then let's just stop then.
Oh,
no, on. I'll answer. I will say I like... it looks like it's way more secure, at least from what I've read about it. It looks a lot more secure than a regular credit card, especially if you lose it, because there's no numbers, there's none of that stuff on the card itself. So you can drop it and you're probably fine. Mm-hmm. Like I like that aspect of it, but for me, if I'm going to get a credit card, I'm going to get something like Southwest or some airline that I get. I don't really want cash back. I want like miles. I want to have something different for other than just cash back to put towards spending somewhere else. If that makes
sense. I get that. And I totally agree with you, Mike. That's why at this time, I chose not to for two reasons. One, I'm with you. I have an airline card ourselves that we also rack up mileage. And because of that, I get a free flight. We're going to go to Florida coming up. And so we got free flights because of that. And, you know, it's a benefit. It's an awesome benefit. And so for that is, you know, that's one of the big reasons. But I don't know, you know, you got to be responsible, of course. And so I like to try to keep my credit high in points. You know, I don't know what it's like in elsewhere in the world, but here in the States, you have a credit points. And so I like to keep it high. So I have a unique little pattern that I do try to keep it high. And, but by applying for it and getting one, I mean, you're going to take a hit by 10, 15 points. And, so I'm just kind of concerned. So right now I'm not going to go with it myself either, but I'm just curious if you guys have. Now I've heard other people have, and they had great experience, and it's very accessible and very friendly to them. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. It looks awesome. Like I love the way, I mean, it sounds like a great system, and I kind mm-hmm. of, I mean, we have the stupid chips now coming out here in the US that still never work.
No.
Cards are kind of a pain. So I do like that things are, I mean, maybe this will kind of kick it off transitioning to something different.
I wish they had a royalty plan, like, you know, our airlines. Wouldn't it be cool if Apple did a royalty thing? Like if you use X number, you'll get a free AirPods. Or if you do X number,
that's what when I first heard about it, I was kind of hoping they would do that. Cause I still use like the wired headphones for my computers and things like there's still stuff that I get, charging cords. I wouldn't mind just having store points to put towards that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't either. But remember, we're dealing with Apple, so they don't really give you much. Anything.
Well, they basically have. They kind of dumped it on Goldman Sachs to take over everything. I mean, they're the one that gets 3% back and all that stuff. So really, Apple doesn't play into it other than has a beautiful card, which is kind of funny when you see a lot of articles telling you that Apple released a statement how to take care of your credit card. I said, oh, you got to be kidding me. And they said how to clean it, how to keep it clean and polished. Don't put it in leather billfolds because it'll mar it. And I'm thinking, oh, my God.
I am imagining the kind of person that just sits at their home and I'm
what you doing? Oh, I'm just buff shining my titanium Apple card.
So I can walk around tomorrow and blind people with the reflection from the sun. Because
hey, don't touch my card. Don't touch my card.
You have to put in a protective sleeve or something. It's just kind of crazy, but nonetheless, it's out this month for everyone. I know for a while it was for invitation only, but it's now officially out.
And I just don't want one because I have a, I've got a card that I just use and, you know, I just don't want to spend, and I just don't want another card. That's all.
Yep. I get that.
You know, I don't want my wife to get a hold of a credit card.
Mike, where'd you get this credit card? It only has your name on it. How come I didn't?
Does that card, will that reach through the bar, then, Mike?
Yeah,
then?
It will.
That's what the selfie stick is for, putting all the card on the end.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, Apple caused a kind of a brief chaos of listen up, folks, you know, kind of the deal. They were caught by a Guardian post saying that Apple listened to all of your Hey Siri comments. I was like, oh, naughty, naughty. So I guess apparently every time you say Hey Siri, that it goes to a third party checkup to improve their AI responsibility, as in being able to recognize your voice easier and better. Like what Randy's been saying all this time. Well, to improve on Siri recognition, but this is for the Hey Siri. Now, I'll get more into this, but when you first heard this, what'd you guys think of this?
No, I'm not either.
That was my first thought.
What did I think of it? I think that it's going by the way of everybody, because last night I got this message on the A Lady, and we all know who I mean, from Amazon. And she said, did you get my attention right away? Did you have to wait? Let's have a comment on this, you know, basically. It was a yes, no, you know, did you get my attention or did you have to summon me a couple of times? So it's just a little brief survey. And so, you know, they're listening and it's obvious. So I'm not surprised. And I guess I really don't care, only for the fact that I don't really, well, everybody has things to hide, but I don't have, I'm not worried about it.
Well, it's not like you can hide because, no. You know, quickly after Apple says, we're going to suspend everything. We're not going to do that practice anymore. And so that same day, Google says, we're going to suspend ours too. Mm-hmm. And then like the following day, Amazon says, oh, we're suspending too. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, that really like a wide opening moment. It's like, you know what? Almost everything you own, you talk to and whatever not. And so it's not, yes, I was surprised by Apple because of the privacy issue. I was kind of concerned. I was like, oh my gosh, you're actually listening to that stuff? I can't believe Apple would do that. But so Google says they're only going to suspend it only for folks in the EU. That's it. Amazon says they'll suspend it, but going to resume at some point in the future. Meanwhile, Microsoft made a statement that says, we're not suspending it, and we have that going on. So anybody that used the Cortana.
Oh, God. I mean, it's Cortana. Look at Cortana. I don't want to offend anybody here, but like, let's have a show of hands. How many people use Cortana?
I tried, and it'll beep like it's listening, and I talk to it. The really crazy part about all this to me is that I don't think anybody's going to be surprised that we're all being listened to like this.
No, that's the thing.
We chose it, but then right this very moment, look what's happening in Hong Kong. And they're like revolting against this very thing.
Yeah.
The dynamic of that is just kind of strange to me.
Yep.
It is.
They're so sick of it. We're all here like, that's fine.
We're just more accepting. It's just weird. Yeah. It's just culturally and society. It's just we've gotten so used to not dealing with our privacy as we should. But you know, Apple does a really good job. I mean, they came out. I bravo to Apple to actually confess that they did this. And what they're going to do is that in the future updates, right now suspended until they get this update out, and you'll have the option to opt in or out, which they should have done in the first go. Honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What are you guys going to do about that? What are you guys going to go be in or out?
I've already shut my Hey Siri off. I'm 100% out.
Yeah, I'm out. I mean, if I can help it, I will. I mean, for Apple, it's going to be great because even if you opt in, they're going to, yes, they'll listen to it, but it'll be immediately deleted. But even if you opt out, I know it's going to be opt out. Now, when you opt out of Google or the Amazon, you don't really get opt out. That's the thing. I mean, that's how they got to do it. And that's just the way they are. But anyway, it's just the moral of the story is that it was very wide opening to me to realize, oh my gosh, everything listens, everything I talk to, somebody's listening to the other end. I just never thought of that.
Yep.
Well, I think about it, but again, we're going to go back to Siri. So are they ever going to, no one's even mentioned that they're going to improve her. I just cannot believe some of the stuff. And I know I talked about it again. I could do a show on it. But some of the stuff that... it called somebody a really bad name. If I wouldn't have caught it, I'd have been in trouble. It was terrible.
Who knows why they need that program? Because they don't seem to be doing anything with it. I agree.
It's ironically, it's just when you spoke that, I read this article this morning about how they said Siri has improved to 83%.
Oh yeah,
and.
In the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
My thoughts are 83% if you're in a silent, soundproof room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
From your mouth. Like, it's probably like ideal conditions. I doubt they're like walking down the street. And
that should be best case scenario. You're right. No, I have to agree with you on that. Now, I don't know when this will be out, but I believe we've been talking about Apple Plus or TV Plus. Now, for those TV Plus, this is Apple's new streaming platform. They'll be coming out, and we believe it's going to be out in November, but nobody knows for sure. But rumor has been coming out that they came up with a dollar amount finally, because that's what we've been all waiting for. And that is going to be $9.99 US dollars. I was thinking, ooh, that sounds a little bit high. I was thinking $9.99 because, you know, this is going to be their first release. So it's going to be like completely packed with stuff quite yet.
It needs to be on par with Netflix if they're going to be asking that much for it, which I doubt it will be.
What is Netflix now? What, 12 something?
12-ish.
It's like 15 now, I think, isn't it?
Maybe up to 14. It just depends on the package that you want. But yeah, so I'm thinking, yeah, they went a little bit short, but you know, now it's funny you mentioned that, Mike, but here, so this gives you an idea. Netflix spends about $15 billion a year on movies and shows to bring on to Netflix. Apple has put in about $6 billion. So almost a little bit half. So that's, I don't know.
So much money.
I know. If you think about it, that's an insane amount of money, but it should give you a comparison. I guess it'll just depends what's in their catalog. If they're going to include any other things other than their original stuff, if it's just their stuff, forget it. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that the latest from Netflix though?
No. Uh-oh.
Well, for an extra $5, they won't listen to you.
What? Oh.
What are you talking about?
I didn't read that.
Well, for $5, you know, you can say anything you want to Netflix, and they won't listen to you. They don't want.
Oh, God, that's good. But speaking of the Apple TV Plus, now I made this prediction back in when we were making what's going to happen this year, and I made
yes, you did.
Watch out for the streaming stuff, guys. Mm-hmm. They're going to be coming out like gangbusters. So, at the same time, Disney introduce you their Disney Plus. Holy smokes, a whopping $6.99 a month, which is cheap, which I think was, I mean, you got to remember Disney now owns Fox, and they got their contents with Marvel and Disney and Pixar and all this stuff. I think for $6.99, I think that was an undercut on purpose to Apple and Netflix. And on top of that, for the U.S. users, you can get Hulu and the ESPN package for $14.99.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good deal. And then CBS made an announcement that they're buying Viacom, so they are going to come out with their own streaming package called CBS Viacom, plus the NBC Warner Brother combination. They are going to be come out with their own streaming package. So I'm thinking, what is going to be left on Netflix?
Yeah, we might be approaching that, I guess, I don't know, end of the road for them, because all these places they've been getting their stuff are all doing it themselves now. Like Netflix was the first, but now everybody else is catching up. They're going to have to keep making content. Like a lot of their Netflix originals have been fantastic.
Oh, yeah, and they're described and everything. Yes.
Yeah, they're going to have to keep doing that if they're going to want to stick around.
So, you know, I'm glad you presented that. I didn't even think about that until you guys mentioned it. That would be very... I'm curious what all the other streaming platform will be, if they'll support audio description or not.
Did I say subscribed? I meant described. If I said subscribed, I'm taking medicine for my cold here, guys. So
that's okay. We understand you're under the influence of NyQuil.
Yes.
You'll be fine. But no, it's interesting. So keep your eye out for Apple TV Plus if you're interested in that. I will probably hold off myself, only because there's so many streaming packages. And we already have, in my house, we have Netflix, Hulu, and I think we have HBO and Amazon.
Okay, so if you've got Hulu, what do you think of Hulu for accessibility and getting around on it and stuff? Because I don't have it.
I'll be honest, I have not used it because my wife uses it. She watches a bunch of TV shows on it.
Well, kick her off the TV and sit down. And
I haven't tried it in years, and it was bad back then, but who knows now. But I can't say Sling TV, not great. Not good.
Well, that's terrible.
And if you want to turn it on and chuck the remote to one of your kids or your spouse or something, then it's great. But no, not if it's just you.
I recently picked up an antenna for my TV, a terrestrial antenna, and man, it's really cool because my Fire TV gets all kinds of different apps that really are working now, you mentioned HBO. I haven't tried that one yet, but QVC's channels 1, 2, 3 and HSN, and I can just take out my card and just, you know, be on the treadmill and shop away. I mean, seriously, it is accessible and it really does work. And a lot of neat things are on the regular terrestrial side of things now. And I think I get like 18 channels and my antenna's not even outside.
That's try awesome. It out, kids. Go back in time, back to the what 90s and before, and watch broadcast television commercials. Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
I remember watching that in like fifth grade. Like, what in the world?
Oh, good old times. Now, I also want to give you another heads up warning for those with the newer model phones like the XR, XS, and XS Max. Can you believe this? I was just kind of, I don't know how to feel about this, but apparently Apple have now placed a special battery. Special battery. Now, special battery as in meaning they put a special chip on the battery. So the chip has to be authenticated, and then it has to be paired just to that phone. So that means that when you replace a battery, so if you have these devices and you're going to replace a battery, you know, some years down the road, you may want to consider taking it to an authorized dealer just because of this fact, because they have this special chip. And even if it's an authenticated, genuine battery, it still has to be authenticated and paired. So even if a third party puts in an genuine battery, doesn't mean it's going to work right. And what I mean that is that some people are finding out when you go under the battery health, it pops up a little box that says, hey, we can't verify the genuine battery that you have in your device, and it won't display anything. It'll just keep popping up this box inside the battery health, so you can't use the battery health anymore.
A lot of things are getting that way. Like I've got my printer, HP printer, and if I load different kind of print paper in there, it'll say, like, you are not using genuine HP print material. Geez. It's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, you're right. So much. Mm-hmm. And when I try to put a third-party ink in there, it will say, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you sneaky kind of guys. And now they do that with the laser toners. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is unbelievable. And some ways I understand, some ways I don't. Now, for this battery deal, this is my thought, is that legality, if that phone were to explode or burn up or something, Apple can say, well, it wasn't a genuine part, and you can't sue us. Because people are now, every time they get a burned phone or blow up, they'll straight out and sue Apple, and they lose a lot. Why? Because either A, they're using a not a genuine charging cord, or not a genuine battery. So I think this is for their protection, legality wise, not so much of trying to say you can't do this kind of a thing. I think it's just to protect their butt because they're being sued left and right. But at the same time, boy, it would be so nice to have a third party replace it, because it's half the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, from a business standpoint, I get it. Because that's what these companies, even the printer thing, these companies are doing this to make money. And if they can do something to keep other businesses from dipping their fingers in there, then they're going to do that. I mean, it makes sense. It does suck. It's annoying, but
if you're going to do something like that, then offer us a better price. Don't.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I agree with you. But the only way to make a change is stop buying phones until.
Well, see, the thing is, like my printer paper now, this is weird, but since I have switched, I don't think I'll switch back to a generic bunch of paper, because I haven't had one single flaw. It just works. It's weird.
Ooh, maybe by design.
Could be, but I haven't had any jams or anything. It just prints. Yeah. And
maybe it knows, like, hey, that's crappy paper. Let's go ahead and jam this.
I know the A lady knows it. Would you like to order your type of paper? Yes, I would. Thank you. There goes the money.
What a world we live in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. No. I noticed you're out of toilet paper. Would you like some new toilet paper rolls?
You know, mine does that with psyllium. Now, when you reach a certain age, you can, you know, use other products. Psyllium is something I use for fiber. And it says, would you like to order psyllium now? Yes, I would. Thank you very much. And thanks for telling everybody in my household that I ordered psyllium now. I've told all the listeners now.
Right? We have noticed you now have used the bathroom facility for something.
Would you care to sit down on a motorized and seat detector?
This toilet will rub your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I think we're what? At this time of recording a podcast, we're a couple of weeks away from the announcement of the new iPhones and stuff mm-hmm. that come out, which is
and the watches and stuff.
Isn't that cool? It's that time. So let's play the name game. The name game. What should we name our next generation iPhones?
How about the iPhone 11?
Now that would be too simple.
That's way too easy.
Come on now. We love the XR, XS, and XS Max. What's the difference?
Yeah. It'll be the XR, X Max 2 this time. Yes.
Or something. No, that would be the II.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But Randy's right on. It looks like it's a lot of people are saying they're going back to the number. Yay. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's about time because we were so confused with the XR, XS, and XS Max. Now they're simply going to go back to the 11, 11 Good. Pro, and the 11 Pro Max. That's much easier to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you ask me what phone I have right now, I literally can't tell you.
Exactly.
What phone do you have now?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's the XR.
Is that one? I think it's that. Yeah,
because you mentioned it to us, the XR, I believe.
I remembered it for like a day, and then I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Now, I promise you that I'm going to kind of reveal just a short little blurb what we predicted will happen in the keynote, so you could have your bingo card already. And that is the name game, which is 11, and 11 Pro and 11 Pro Max. We are expected to have three cameras on the Pros and mm-hmm. the two cameras on the standard original ones, okay?
That's right.
And they're going to go big times. And this is what I'm predicting. I think the keynote is going to be a bore because I think half of it is going to be talking about the camera and the video stuff, the cool stuff about it, editing, all this. It's going to be dull. However, if you're interested in a bigger battery, what I've heard is it is a substantial boost in battery power, which is awesome to hear. I'll be interested to see what especially like you, Randy, I was thinking because you said you come home, man, you're like just sapped out of your battery.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious if that would be beneficial for you, if they boost the battery quite a bit, if that'd be something you would consider because you have better and longer.
Well, yes and no, and I'm leaning more toward no than yes. And my eight's doing just fine. And the reason that I say that is because I hear that, and everybody will probably agree, and I've watched a lot of YouTubes, and I think next year's going to be a real game changer for the iPhone. I could be wrong, but it looks darn good.
I agree. I think the next year is going to be a bombshell. I think it's going to be really big. I don't think it's going to be much. Now, I did think about this lateral charging that they were talking about on the phone for Mike, because he has an EarPod, and supposedly you'll be able to flop your phone down, and then you can just plop your EarPod on, and I'll charge your EarPods.
I love that. That's something I'd definitely use.
Because we were talking about, like, a couple months ago, how that'd be so stupid that I don't want to charge your phone with my phone.
I know, I don't either.
But the AirPod, now that makes sense. I would go for that.
Definitely. Yeah, and no phone-to-phone thing, because my wife, her battery dies like three times a day, and she's going to be stealing my phone trying to...
Honey, why are you so close to me? Oh, nothing. I just love you so much.
Yeah.
Charging. Charging.
Would you want to rub your phone on my phone, baby?
some discussion of maybe an Apple Pencil for the Pro.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Now, see, I use my phone a lot when I'm with my clients. I have to get their signature. Now, having an Apple Pencil to get their signature, that would be pretty cool. Because right now, they use their fingers. And you know, if you ever try to sign something with your finger, it's just not the same as a pencil.
I do it all the time. You know, on those tablets that they bring you, they're doo-doo, you want to sign for this?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're kind of nervous about, you know, maybe the package that's coming, you want to get it right into it. So your fingers squeak on their tablets like, and the guy goes, oh, you do it better than I can do it. Okay, then you do it. You know?
the worst is when they pause and they look at it and go,
I know.
Get out of here. You jerk.
No, but what's funny is you sign it, right? And then they go, what's your name?
I guess it looks like that. I don't know. Apparently, the 3D touch is going away. I think we had a conversation. We really don't care about that. Rumors is going to go away. And Lightning Port will stay. Yay! However, what they're going to do a compromise for our Mac user folks is that they're going to come with a Lightning port to a USB-C dongle, and that will go directly to your Mac. Which
Yay, more makes, dongles.
More dongles. Yes, more dongles. We need more dongles. So the dongle, I mean, that's kind of sort of good news because it means you're going to have a lot faster battery charging because it'll come with an adapter with a USB-C. So,
what did I hear? 17 volts, something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like in the range of 15 to 17. That'd be about right.
Yeah, and still Android's ahead because they're like 25 volts and they'll charge faster. But anyway, they're in the right direction.
You got to be careful with that. So, and I know a lot of people are saying, what the heck are they talking about? Okay, so the little plug you get now are about 5 watts. And that you can charge only this fast. And if you have like an iPad dongle, I think it's 7 or 8 watts. So it actually charges your phone a little faster. So think of 15 watts, and that's going to make it like double the speed of charging. So the charging can be really fast. The point is that the Android can say they can tout all they want with that, but it is really bad for your battery because the faster it charges, if it causes your phone to get warm. So if you ever feel that your phone is getting really warm while it's charging, that is bad news for the battery. So what I'm saying, the life of your battery will get decreased faster the warmer it is as it charges. So if it's hot, man, you're gonna zap through that battery life really quick. So obviously Apple is only going to introduce something that's going to be okay for the phone and not lose its battery life. So that's just a little thing that I found out that was interesting to read.
Yeah, every month I have a charging party, and we all sit around and blow on our phones to cool them off. I do that once a month.
You're just too hot.
That's right. Cool the phone down, yeah.
You're too hot. and then obviously there's some other physical aspect of the phone that's going away. I'll end it with this, and I'm going to see what you guys think. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I didn't realize on the back of your phone, I knew there was an Apple logo, but did you know it says iPhone on the back? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Oh, okay. I just never knew that.
Well, and the reason I know that is because I think it was from day one when I was at work, and I told the story before, but I didn't tell the last part of it, is I turned on screen curtain, and I couldn't figure out how to and I needed it really badly. I needed somebody to see it, and so I had to use Twitter to, and they all laughed at me and they said, oh, you know, it's this gesture and it will, you know, turn it off for you. And so I turned it off, and there was this friend of mine that came in to see my new phone, you know, the 3GS. And they said, oh, you've got an iPhone. Well, how do you know? It says it right here on the back, iPhone. I don't know how much. And it's right on the back in that little circle there, you know.
I had no idea. So I guess apparently they're talking about getting rid of that. So it just has the Apple logo now. I saw it.
That's because they don't know what to name the phone either.
Yeah. Well, we'll get, yes, yeah, right. Oh, forget it. Just drop it.
Yeah.
iOS 13 is also going to be coming out around that time. So this is my part 3 of covering what you can expect from iOS 13.
Go.
There's going to be a shorter list this time. I'm all going to highlight some of the things I thought was pretty cool that I didn't mention in the last 2 months. The Self Data Saver, that is a new mode that you can turn on to your phone. And that what that does is that if you're under a self data cap each month and you got to kind of keep a watch on it and keep tap on it, this is a mode now that will tell the app to quiet down your chatter and not use the data as often. So that is something cool to tell and check on. The App Store has been completely revamped, folks. Yep. I think the big one you're going to notice that the update is gone. It's like, where does the update tab go? They buried it, unfortunately. You will have to find it under your profile. So the far left tab is your home or today. And at the top right will be your profile. It says my account. Double tap that and the updates are loaded in there. What took place of the update, of course, is the game arcade. service.
Oh, yay, great.
We're going to push that in your face.
Yep.
FaceTime correction. This is kind of a cool new thing. I never really thought about it, but when you do a FaceTime, you're looking at the screen. So when people look at you, your eyes just looking down at the phone, not straight at the camera. This mode allows you to pretend, well, I don't know how it does it, but it corrects it. So you are looking directly at the camera. I said, how in the heck did they do that?
Especially for us, how is that going to work?
I wonder if it's like, I mean, I have no clue, but my first guess is if it's some kind of similar thing to how Snapchat does those live filters. They like make you look like a dog and do all kinds of other weird stuff.
If it's place eyeballs,
I already
fake eyeballs.
All it does is make your eyes go.
Just oh my gosh!
I have no clue. This seems like it'd be pretty easy to do, though.
I don't use Hotspot much. I do every so often, but now there's a really, they really buffed up the Hotspot. Now you can automatically join to a Hotspot. So when we're on a road trip or something and my kids are using a pad or something that needs a Wi-Fi connection, we use a Hotspot. So it'll automatically join instead of having to connect to it each and every time with a password. It does it automatically. The control center has changed a little bit for you guys. Now the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi, if you 3D touch it, it will bring up the actual Wi-Fi settings. So it's a little quicker than going through the settings and trying to find it. So you have direct connection to it. So then you can see all the Wi-Fi. The email now allows you to format. So you can format text and have different types of fonts, sizes, things like that. And you can also block sender by mail.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't get emails from anyone anyway, so I don't have to worry about it.
Obviously, location permissions change. You guys probably saw in the WWDC, you can just say allow just once. And my favorite is the Siri radio station, so you can ask Siri for a particular radio station. And that's pretty much what I want to talk about.
Do you have to be an Apple subscriber to a music subscriber to get the stations, or is it
no?
Just, no, okay.
No, I think it's just a general radio station you can ask. I know some of the examples they've been showing are some BBC's broadcast radio stations, but that is to be seen what radio stations are available. So if you know the sign call and the number, you could sure try it, see if it works.
Interesting.
Work here, but I'm sure that would be, it's just going to at some point expand and include the station in your area. All right, here comes the big news of all. This is what everybody's waiting for. iOS 13. Now, I am under the NDA, and so I can't tell you about the bugs themselves specifically or tell you the number of bugs that we've had. However, Randy and Mike have not heard this, and so this is going to be first for all of you guys. Heads up. It's looking really bad. I'm not going to lie. It looks really bad because Apple had done something new this year. They have dropped a 13.1 beta on us. That means they are done with 13 beta. So what we have in our hand is final. So we actually have the GM for developers. So the GM will come out on the day of the keynotes. And then probably, let's just say the keynotes on the 10th, I'm going to guess, and this is not but swearing by the Bible, but I'm going to guess around the 13th will come out to the public in September. Come to AppleViz. Check our site first. I cannot tell you, please get the password word around. Check AppleViz out. I will say, in my own word, it's a cluster nut. And I've been, it is not pretty. It is, I will say a couple things. I've been on beta testing since iOS 7. And of all the years, I would say this is probably the worst I have seen since then. But in saying that, because it's going to be a personal preference, and I want you to read all the things that you will expect, okay? Because there will be bugs everywhere you pretty much go. If you can tolerate this and have a lot of patience, on a daily basis, I can use the device just fine. I don't have any issues with you. If you are a Braille display user, please do not update until you read this and make the decision for yourself if you want to update. If you cannot stand all the bugs, please check on AppleViz and find out all the bugs before you update. And that is about as far as I will say on that. But I will say the total number of bugs that we reported this year is record-breaking. And to give Apple some kudos here, they have fixed a truckload of fixes. I mean, a lot of fixes. So I have to give them kudos. However, it's just not enough to say it's going to be a cluster nut. is that good, guys?
Cluster That's good. So is it safe in saying that if you are not a Braille input user, that it's okay to use, or would you not even consider it?
I highly recommend you go on AppleVis to check things out. If you are tolerant, let's just say, Randy, I can use this phone every day with not too many issues. Do I come across things? Yes. Are there any critical stuff that will say I can't do it? No, I will say that. However, how many bugs are there? You'll have to see when the GM comes out and AppleVis. We will label out everything. And I will say, get some popcorn and drink because you're going to be reading for quite a while.
My boy.
All right. So I can do that. So that I want to be the first out there to tell you all ahead of times, and don't get too crazy and don't expect flawless iOS release this year. I don't mean to put a funeral to this.
We should have the march going on in the background.
Right.
dun, dun, dun. Oh gosh, it's been quite a beta testing cycle. Lots of cool features, don't get me wrong. I love a lot of the stuff. I think you guys will be looking forward to you Randy. I because I know you personally and I know your tolerant level, I think you'd be okay. Is that good?
That's good. That's just what I wanted to hear.
User by user case. And for Randy's case, I think he'll be just fine. Mike? I don't know, Mike.
No way, man. Not
fine. I don't think Mike doing it. The good news, guys, is that 13.1 is now in beta, which means they pushed this way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
And meaning that 13.1 will be quickly coming out soon after 13.0. And I will say 13.1 resolves a lot of the bugs, if not half or more, on what you see in 13. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good news about 13.1. I would expect, if I had a guess, I would say probably October, early October, mid-October for that release, if I had a guess. These are not, I'm just assuming, folks, this is not actual timing. It's just of the many years I've dealt with this, I kind of sort of know how they work, but nobody ever knows what Apple does. Apple will do what they do because 13.1 was a shocker to all of us because usually they don't give that to us until after the GM is released. So that's new. AppleVis related news, guys. There's a new game out, Circus Master Revenge. You guys ever play a game called Audio Defense by something else, or at least heard of something else?
Yes, I know I've played that, but I don't remember which one it was.
It was a...
No, not me.
Yeah, I kind of figured it did. I know you're not a game user. A lot of people love the Audio Defense, and we had an interview with something else, because I love that name, something else. That's just mm-hmm. something else.
Yeah.
So somebody had come along and released something called Circus Master Revenge. It is really good. It's a free game, guys. I mean, you can't beat it for free. However, it does have in-app purchases, but you don't have to purchase in-app purchases, but that's where they make their bread, or, you know, their... butter and bread, of course, but it's something to check out. I like it. There's I believe we just posted a podcast on what it sounds like, but for free, you can just go download it and play. If you like those kind of a shooting games, hit things with machine guns and hit things with baseball bats.
Oh, that's for me.
That's exactly what I was hitting this for. Hit things with baseball bats.
I might get it. Yeah, yeah, I might. Yeah,
you might just take your frustration out, just swing and hit things.
Oh, and boy, I have a lot of them now, I'll tell you. So, yeah.
Those that are don't use Ira, like myself, just because I don't. I'll be honest, it's kind of expensive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They made a cool announcement. I had to make an announcement on this. I thought it was newsworthy. They now offer Aria for free for your, they'll allow you to have free short calls now, meaning I think you can have short calls up to 5 minutes for free.
You are right. Yes.
So you can contact somebody and you want to get a quick answer that's less than 5 minutes. You're able to do that for free now with the Aria. So no, you don't need the glasses or anything. You just need to download the Aria app and get an account. And then you can use that. You don't have to just get a subscription. This is for those people that want to try it or use it for 5 minutes. I thought that was a really nice, cool thing for them to do.
It is. And another cool thing about it is that if you are running like a minute under, so if you're at 4 minutes, they'll tell you you have another minute left and then the call's terminated, or I don't know, you terminated or they do or whatever. But the neat thing is you can call back. However, they discourage you from doing it a lot. I mean, you don't want to do like six, so you don't want to do like 12 of them, you know?
Yeah, they were saying that if you do back-to-back calls and abuse that, they will ban you. And if you do it too many times during the day, they will have to ban you. So this is just the purposes of trying it. And yes, you can try it a few times a day, which is not a problem, but don't abuse it.
And the neat thing about it is this will be the only thing that I'm not banned on yet. So that's kind of nice.
Give it time.
Give it time. By next month, it'll be a different story.
This is just like that guy, though, that one guy at the party that you're not super familiar with that gives you a bump of some certain substance in the back and then just give you that little taste. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get that taste, maybe you want a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the whole point what they're trying to do. They want you to do more.
That's
a
great idea.
You know, between that and Be My Eyes, I think he got it pretty down packed.
I don't think I would have any questions that would take longer than 5 minutes anyway. So it's
pretty much that's exactly what I would do too. I wouldn't, I only have just a question and that may take maybe less than a couple minutes. Yeah. Most. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So on to our last and final stuff is my tips. How to make Siri smarter in knowing your family relationship. So what I'm talking about here is, I'm not sure a lot of people or some of you know that you can actually assign a person you contact with a relationship. For example, I could say Carol is my mom. And from now on, once that's been assigned, I could say call mom or text mom. You can say my son, my daughter, my father-in-law, my wife. And you can even use nicknames, which I didn't know you could do that. So I can say, call Wolverine, and that'll call Mike. Or call Mr. Snowman, that'll call Randy.
I think...
How did you know I was sitting here twisting my hair around my finger when you said that?
I think we should call him Emoji. Call Emoji, and then Mike would answer.
That'd be awesome. Call Emoji.
No, now I'm protesting.
So I knew about the relationship, but I didn't know about the nicknames.
And no, I didn't know that one either. I'm going to start.
I didn't either.
So yeah, if you have a nickname, like, you know, if you have a daughter named, you call her Peach or whatever, you just call her Peach and say, call my Peach, you know, whatever. My Schmoogans.
No, then you'd answer.
We're trying to keep this G-rated, folks.
Yeah, we're trying. Not too successfully, but we're trying.
Yeah. My other tip, I thought it'd be great for the upcoming Catalina folks that are on the Mac, you know, when the Catalina comes out. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, once you install Catalina, you can say, goodbye 32-bit apps. Because it will no longer support 32-bit apps. So
I thought we were keeping this general audience. You're going over there going, we need to do it.
I was trying to do this goodbye impression, like, goodbye.
There you go. All right.
Out the door. I wasn't like kissing you guys or anything. It was just like, goodbye.
You're kind of kissing us off then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So if you want to test now, it's a good time to see what 32-bit apps are on your Mac. So pretty much go to the Apple menu and go to about your Mac and go to system information. And from there, it's gonna list all the hardware information about your computer, right? So if you're gonna go all the way down till you get to the software area. From there, you're gonna click onto application, click that. And once you click the application, you have to wait for a while, guys. It's going to take a few minutes, but it's kind of nauseous because it's like it lists every single executable that is on your Mac. So everything that's executable, not just application, but every executable will come up. And on that, it's going to announce each of the executable, if it's 64-bit or 32-bit. Now, if you sort that by 32-bit, then you'll be able to see all your 32-bit software. And that way, it'll give you a heads up.
Everything that's going to break.
Yeah. So if it's something that you're familiar with, you come across this, oh, no. I thought this would be a good heads up before you head into the Catalina. Check now before you install it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my audio editor that I use for my podcast is 32-bit, so that'll be fun.
Your audio editor. Oh, wow. That's not good.
I mean, I already lost all my VST plugins because they were the wrong. It's been slowly dying, and I'm hoping that there's an update that I haven't seen yet or something, because I don't want to have to learn a new, Reaper? I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you have to have Reaper or Audacity or...
Yeah, Gold Wave. I don't even know if that's around anymore.
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
I just don't want to learn a whole new thing.
I know. And so, yeah, I fear that, because I don't think a lot of people really truly understand what this means. So it's just like, goodbye. Goodbye.
But it just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it, guys? It
gets better and better. Exactly. Yeah.
I wonder if that's why they got rid of the G-Clock app on the iPhone, because it was a 16-bit, and that's gone now from the store, for those of you who
are
a G-Clock user.
I remember a lot of our 32-bit apps that we had on iPhone that wouldn't go to 64-bit, and they just went bye-bye, and it's like, oh, man. There were some really good ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of sad. But that's pretty much everything I have, and that is a wrap-up for the Unleash for August 2019, which is, oh my gosh, that means we're almost the end of summer to early fall for the Northern Hemisphere and spring for the Southern Hemisphere folks. So it's almost here.
It is. And you know what's already getting colder here? It's 62 right now.
Wow. Yeah.
If that's any indication, we should hit, like 60 below by November. It's ridiculous.
You guys have anything else to share with the old listeners out there before we sign off?
No. I have a question, a super fast one.
Go ahead.
Cool.
In the most, so Twitter updated on my phone 2 days ago.
Uh-oh.
There's no search now. The second tab says search and explore. And when I click on that, it has like the account thing at the very top left, swipe right. There's an explore heading, and I've scrolled through that thing like 9 times. No search.
I can say you should be on that explore bar, right?
Yeah, it's not there. So if anybody figures that out, let me know.
Well, they just said that they shined up the app. Maybe they got rid of that.
It's weird because the tab is still labeled search and explore. There's just no search. I mean, not that I can find. I've looked a lot.
Wow.
It's not there.
I haven't heard about that, but that's a great question. If your listeners know anything about this, please leave an email with us at unleashed@appleviz.com or leave a comment into this podcast. Boy, that's really a setback, because I use that quite a bit.
Yeah. Now I'm super confused. Like, there's little buttons across the top for like news, trending, all that kind of stuff. And maybe it's buried in one of those that I haven't found yet, but
I imagine they moved it. We just don't know where.
Yeah.
Maybe it's under search and explore. Maybe they want you to explore every little nuance of that and within there.
Apparently. I did. I scrolled through every single thing on there, through all their lousy recommendations. I don't know.
Wow.
That's my goal this month, though.
Well, it's good to have you back, Mike. Hopefully that your house will be completely remodeled and new by the time we have our next cast.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy will be shoveling for the first time of the year.
I already kind of shovel a little bit, don't I?
Well, I meant shoveling snow, not shoveling.
Oh, okay.
So after the iOS update, you'll probably be shoveling.
I just want to mention one quick thing, and that is somebody asked me about a waterproof case for the for my phone. And
did.
Yeah, and it's on eBay. So I will get that link to Tom. And he can post it to the user or the listener who wanted to know about the waterproof iPhone case.
How much is that?
Yeah, $16. Not too much.
Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious. How does it deal with the notch in the back? You have this big unlevel thing on the back, or is it covers it pretty well?
Believe it or not, it's sandwiched right in there. So when it clicks together, yeah, you hear it click. It clicks. So it's the form factor seal is just great. As a matter of fact, I got a Sonos soundbar for the TV in the computer/bedroom area. The Beam, Sonos Beam, and I had to take it out to. On Sonos, you have what's called TruePlay, and you have to. Well, you don't have to, but if you choose to tune it for your room, you have to take your phones out of the case. And once I got it in the case, I was trying to figure out how to get it out of that darn case. Mm. But it's easier. You just actually put your fingernails in and it just unclamped from the. That's about right.
I've had cases like that where it feels like you have to get a pick and a hammer to try to.
Believe this or not, I've helped people on Twitter install their cases on their phone because they just couldn't get them on or off.
Yep.
And they'll say, you know, like, I'm afraid if I press this, you know, this will happen. And I just say back to them, go ahead, just give it a good push. Because sometimes that's all you can do.
Well, thank you both for being on this month again. And as always, it's been a pleasure and a fun time with you guys. Mm-hmm. Very informative. All right. Well, that's going to do for AppleViz Unleashed for August 2019 here with Randy Rusnak and Mike Malarcy. And we'll see you next month, everybody. Goodbye.
This AppleViz Unleashed podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.